Last week, we looked at some of the prophecies that Jesus fulfilled in the New Testament. Here are five more. 1. He would be betrayed for 30 pieces of silver. The prophecy is found in Zechariah chapter 11, verses 12 to 13. Then I said to them, "If it seems good to you, give me my wages, but if not, keep them." And they weighed out as my wages 30 pieces of silver. Then the Lord said to me, "Throw it to the potter, the lordly price at which I was priced by them." So I took the 30 pieces of silver and threw them into the house of the Lord to the potter. This was fulfilled in Matthew chapter 27, verses 6 to 10, which says, "But the chief priests, taking the pieces of silver, said, 'It is not lawful to put them into the treasury, since it is blood money.' So they took counsel and brought with them the potter's field as a burial place for strangers. Therefore, that field has been called the field of blood to this day." Then was fulfilled what had been spoken by the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him on whom a price had been set by some of the sons of Israel, and they gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord directed me." 2. The Messiah would be forsaken. Psalm 22 verse 1 says, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning?" This was fulfilled in Matthew 27:46, which reads, "And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, 'Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani,' that is, 'My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?'" 3. The Messiah would be scorned. Psalm 22:8 reads, "He trusts the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, for he delights in him." Matthew 27:42-43 says, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now, if he desires him, for he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" Next, the Messiah would be mocked and abused. Isaiah 50 verse 6 says, "I gave my back to those who strike, and my cheeks to those who pull out the beard. I did not hide my face from disgrace and spitting." This was fulfilled in Matthew 27:27-31. "Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole battalion before him, and they stripped him, and put a scarlet robe on him, and twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on his head, and put a reed in his right hand, and kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying, 'Hail, King of the Jews!' And they spit on him, and took the reed, and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him and led him away to crucify him." And finally, the Messiah would be abandoned by those closest to him. Psalm 41 verse 9 reads, "Even my close friends in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted his heel against me." Fulfillment came in John chapter 13 verse 18. "I am not speaking of all of you. I know whom I've chosen, but the scripture will be fulfilled. He who ate my bread has lifted his heel against me."